When Should We Praise God? By Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. For I cried out to him for help, praising him as I spoke. Psalm 66:17. My friend and I sat quietly as the conference speaker shared her story. She told the story of how God had spared her son when one day he was swinging around a wooden bat and he hit the fluorescent light on the ceiling. She continued speaking. There was glass all around his young body in a perfect circle. When the fog lifted, I saw him, and though there was glass surrounding that circle, inside he stood perfectly fine, untouched. God is good. I looked over at Jeannie, and I saw a tear slide down her face. I knew her question even before she whispered it to me. Would she have said God is good if her son had been hurt? Jeannie and Al had recently buried their infant daughter, Erin. Erin had lived through 5 major surgeries, but tragically died in her crib. All of Al and Jeannie's friends shared in their grief. I still remember when I visited Erin in the hospital. She was only 4.5 pounds and had to remain there. I watched as Jeannie stroked her daughter's precious little leg, and she softly sang the words, Jesus loves me, this I know. I was certain that as she sang, God hushed heaven and told his angels to watch and see what love looked like. Too often, we wait and praise God after he answers our prayers with the yes we had hoped for. We wait to praise him until after a loved one recovers or we get that job we badly needed. When Jesus went to visit his friends Mary and Martha following Lazarus' death, Jesus asked them to take him to where Lazarus was laid. They reminded him that he'd been dead for a few days and that he would stink. That did not deter Jesus, as we know that Jesus called on God at that moment, and the order of what he prayed always struck me. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. John 11:42-45. Jesus thanked God for hearing him before Lazarus took one wobbly step. Before. Recently, when reading Psalm 66, I came across verse 17, where David said he cried out to God for help, praising him as he spoke. Similarly, Paul sang in prison as he waited for God to answer his prayers. Both these men believed God was more than able to do what they asked. Do we believe that? Sometimes I think we get things backwards. We mistakenly think God is good when he answers our prayers. In her book, The God of All Comfort, Hannah Hernard tells us that God can be nothing less than good. God's goodness is part of his character. It's who God is. May we continue to lean on God with our whole weight, praising God as we call out to him, just like God's servant, David. God is good. Lord, I pray you help us learn and to discern what's true, that you are worthy of all praise, no matter what you do. And God, if there are ever times when you're misunderstood, help us just remember this, that you are always good.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.